In November last year, the DA revealed that Parliament spent 45.3 million rand on luxury flights for retired ministers, deputy ministers and their spouses between 2014 and 2016. Our expose revealed the shocking reality that the jet-setting lifestyles of venal and corrupt politicians continue to cost hard-working taxpayers long after they have retired. Prior to the DA exposing this issue, Parliament was happy to fork out an average of 10 million rand every single year on gravy plane flights for retired ministers. It was only after relentless DA pressure, which included exposing this matter on newspaper front pages and bringing it to the attention of the Auditor General, that National Assembly Speaker Thando Modise yesterday admitted that this was an obscene and immoral practice. While we welcome Modise's DA-inspired Damascus moment, we remain deeply concerned by her apparent plan to simply outsource this wastage of money to the executive and to provincial legislatures. It is unacceptable for her to simply shift this responsibility for the wastage to other parts of government, because at the end of the day, it will still be taxpayer money that is wasted on the gravy plane. Instead, the DA insists that this immoral and corrupt practice must be abolished entirely and immediately. Former members of the executive have no right to be ferried around in luxury at taxpayer expense, and they should pay for their own flight tickets.